This is what people don't understand. I mean, they're blaming everyone for their unhappiness, and they're blaming people for what's not working in their life. And what I try to impart upon them is that your worthiness quotient is up to you. You determine your worthiness quotient. No one can do it for you.
This is Soulful Living on Empower Radio. Here's your host, Terry Williams.
Hey, wherever you are in the world today, I welcome you to another 30 minutes of Soulful Living here at Empower Radio. Lately, you've been hearing me talk a lot about the art and practice of impeccable soul care. For me, there's no other way to live than living from your soul. And, you know, I've learned a lot of things along the way in this crazy, beautiful life of mine. And something that has come up for me, and maybe for you, is my own sense of worthiness. I'm human, right? So sometimes I find myself questioning my value in certain areas or aspects of my life, you know, my own sense of worthiness. Again, I know it's hard to believe, right, that I could feel anything less than blissful or, you know, that soulful person you hear and see. Well, in case you missed me saying this, I'm human. And so is my guest today, former Miss USA, Terry Britt. You'd probably never guess that this former beauty pageant, beautiful bombshell, has struggled with her own sense of lack and feelings of not being worthy. And today, we're going to talk about that. And we're going to talk about the launch of her worthiness quotient quiz and webinar. So let's get started. Hey, Terry, welcome.
Hey, I'm sitting here cracking up, Terry, when you call me a bombshell, because as I'm looking at myself right now, I'm going, I don't know where that's coming from.
Well, it's funny, you know, because I was watching one of your videos on the worthiness quotient, and I just thought, she's so beautiful. And a lot of that isn't just about the way we look, which we know, right?
Right.
I mean,
right.
You are this beautiful. You radiate love and you resonate to this higher vibration. I know you're just like the rest of us and you get to that low place too. To me, that's what being a bombshell is all about, right? That's what beauty is. Your beauty on the outside, beauty on the inside.
Oh, thank you. You know, I was just, the Miss Universe pageant was on over the weekend, and I never pick the winner because I always pick the one that I feel like radiates the inner beauty.
Uh-huh.
And I never pick the winner.
That's so funny.
I'm thinking all the years I've watched one of those pageants, I've picked them once. And because I'm always looking for that energy, the vibration of what are they radiating? What is their heart telling me? Not what they're looking like. I mean, they're going to, you know, all the women are beautiful in those pageants, but I'm just saying, you know, they're just looking at them and going, okay, what is this person telling me about where their heart is? And that's what I look for. That's
right.
To me, I'm like you. To me, that's what beauty is.
Right. And it's more than, I'm sure, just that thought of world peace, you know, because we always hear the women in these pageants say, I want world peace, but it's a lot deeper than that. How do you want to get there, right? How are you going to find that peace within yourself?
And you know what? It's so funny because when I won way back in 82, I didn't talk about world peace. I talked about drinking beer and dipping skull on the back of a pickup truck.
I remember you saying that.
And then top five, they said, if you could spread a message to the young people of the world, what would it be? And I said, to be honest with yourself, because if you have honesty, you have everything. And quite honestly, I didn't realize it, but I was tapping into something at that time that is the key to world peace. When we look at what's going on in the planet right now, and back then I didn't think one iota about world peace, but I do now. And when we look at it, we look at, okay, everybody's in lack, everybody's in pain, everybody's struggling. And I don't mean like, you know, that, oh, I'm poor and I'm impoverished. I'm talking about even the people that are very, very wealthy that are driving themselves into the ground are in lack, because if you're driving yourself into the ground, if life is not feeling joyful, if you feel as if you're not enough in some way and that you have to work yourself to death, then you're in lack.
Exactly.
And this is what people don't realize. Greed is lack. Poverty is lack. I mean, it comes in many, many forms. And that lack comes from not feeling worthy. And so what happens is when we're in lack, that's when it goes, you know, we go into that attitude of you against me,
mm-hmm.
and we're separate.
Right.
So if we want to have world peace, we have to get out of that lack mentality. And the way to do that is to get honest with ourselves, mm-hmm. to get honest and to start loving ourselves and to raise our worthiness quotient. So I was tapping into something back then and I didn't even know it.
Well, thank goodness you're recognizing it now. You know, I know that you've had quite a journey the last few years and mm-hmm. and have developed this a lot based upon your own experiences, but also the experiences of your clients and the world around you, you know, wanting to make it a better place. You know, it's funny that you said we are all experiencing lack, you know, from a mm-hmm. shamanic perspective. I look at it as suffering, and that we all have a different level of what suffering looks like or what trauma looks like. And it is a lack. I mean, the bottom line is it's a lack of love in whatever way, shape, or form that looks like to you, right?
Right.
And
it's a lack of connection.
Connection. That was what I was just going to say. I mean, that's, mm-hmm. it's a connection to source or creation or, mm-hmm. or life.
Yes.
Right.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's what we're all missing, because we're driving ourselves into the ground trying to get ahead, or if it's we're wanting a relationship, we're trying to do everything right so we can win that person's love, or you know, we're literally disconnecting from who we are.
Mm-hmm.
And in that disconnect, that's where our pain and suffering comes from. People don't get that. They're like, oh, if I work harder, if I push harder, then that's where I'm going to receive love and rewards. Because, they, you know, we may put it in the context of that's where I'll receive more money or that's where I'll have a good relationship. But what we're really seeking is love.
Mm-hmm.
We want to experience love. But as long as we stay in that disconnect, we're not going to feel it. And when we stay in that disconnect, that's when we feel like we're not worthy.
Mm-hmm.
That's what people don't get. They think, oh, if I attain this, I was that overachiever. If I attain this, if I have this, then I'm going to feel worthy and I'm going to feel loved. No, the more you push and shove to prove yourself, the less worthy you feel.
Mm-hmm. Right. Finding that place within. Who wrote that book or used to talk about the grass isn't always greener on the other side of the septic tank? You know, it's not always greener. People are always striving, and where they really have to look is within. And so what you've developed now is the worthiness quotient quiz.
Quiz, yes.
Yeah, well, let's tell me a little bit about it.
Well, it was kind of a divine download. As I started looking at, because I work with energy and I talk about energy and vibration and that when you have a low worthiness quotient, you're actually at a low vibration. And so you attract things to you that are hard because energy attracts like energy, right? We know that. So if you have a low worthiness quotient, which your worthiness quotient is, how open are you to receiving love and nurturing from the universe? And so if you have a low worthiness quotient, you're going to attract things that are hard.
Mm-hmm.
Your life is going to feel hard. You're going to feel as if you're not seen. You're going to feel as if you don't really know what your purpose is. You don't feel like you have a voice. And there are varying degrees, right? I mean, you can in some ways feel like, yeah, I'm seen and heard. And then other ones, other areas, you may feel like it's hard. So the way the quiz came about was it was broken down into a whole bunch of different segments. It only takes like 3 to 5 minutes to take it. But we talk about your personal life. We talk about your work, career. We talk about money. We talk about your passions, your purpose, and having a relationship, you know, with God, source, and experiencing miracles. I mean, we go into this. And what we've done is we were guided, or I was guided to put values on each answer,
mm-hmm.
and then there's a total amount of points, and then there are ranges. And so if you land in this range, you've got a low worthiness quotient. If you land in this range, you're medium, you know, medium low, and then medium high, and medium high, you know, and mastery. And so there's all these different levels. And what it does is that it makes you look at your daily life,
mm-hmm.
because so often most of us don't realize that our daily life is a messenger.
Mm-hmm.
And so we go through life and we think, well, when this is done or this is over or, you know, life will be better. But we don't realize that our daily life and however we're feeling is a great messenger. It's like I call it God's greatest messenger, or these coming from, you know, coming to show us what where our worthiness quotient is.
Mm-hmm.
Because if your answers are low and it shows up in our, because we send you a results report right afterwards, and if your answers are low, then it's going to show you that, wow, it's time for you to raise your worthiness quotient. It's time for you to shift your vibration, and then we give you tips on how to do it. But this is what people don't understand. They don't understand. I mean, they're blaming everyone for their unhappiness, and they're blaming people for what's not working in their life. And what I try to impart upon them is that your worthiness quotient is up to you. You determine your worthiness quotient. No one can do it for you.
That gave me chills from head to toe. Again, listeners, I'm chatting with Terry Britt, and we're talking about her latest work, The Worthiness Quotient Quiz. Now, you were on, I think it was in the fall, and we talked a little bit about this. I went ahead and took the quiz again this morning, and I was really surprised and a little disappointed that I wasn't a master. Like, I was shocked because I've always felt like I come from this place of, you know, having really a high value in myself and faith in the world and you know, God, source, whatever you want to call it, blah, blah, blah. But my lowest point, this is how accurate that I think this quiz is, right? The lowest point in my life right now is my health. I've been struggling with some changes that I'm making in my life, right? And it's getting better every day. However, it reflected in the quiz. That was the lowest area of my life showed up in my health. And I was like, wow, there's just so much validation to this. So listeners, if you're thinking about it and you're wondering on the fence, how's it going to help you? Let me tell you, I'll even post my results for anybody that wants to see it. But that was the area that has been giving me the most challenge lately. So I just want to say kudos to you because it was pretty awesome to get that feedback. And now to be able to work with you and be able to say, okay, now what do I do? So
yeah,
thank
now
you.
And what you do now is you take a good look on why is my worthiness quotient low. And it really comes down to, I believe, one major core thing, and it comes down to our ability to receive love for who we are and the way we were created. Because if we have judgment on ourselves, if we are holding false beliefs that tell us we're wrong for being who we are, then what happens is we come from a space of guilt. And guilt is one of the lowest vibrations you can hold. So if you're coming from a space of guilt, you're going to attract things to your life that feel like punishment. Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm a firm believer in what you focus on multiplies. So if
exactly.
That's where you're at, that's what you're going to keep getting, sister.
Right. And so as when you are disconnected from who you are and the way you were created, you're energetically sending message out to the universe that says, I'm not enough. There's something wrong with me and I'll never have what I want. And in that low vibration, you're going to stay on a perpetual hamster wheel of stress and struggle. So this is why it's so important to understand where your worthiness quotient is. We even break it down in segments. Is it, you know, is it low? Like you said, you saw that it was reflected in health, and when you took the quiz today, that showed where it was lower. And we break it down in that so you can see. But it really, all of it comes down to this one thing, and that is, are you open to receive? And it's based in your vibration. And so what I teach you in when we get into the worthiness quotient work is how to open up, how to clear out the block so that you open up and receive. It's all about giving yourself permission to receive and to hold the vibration that you deserve to receive. This is what we're missing because most of us believe that we have to perform to receive, but we want to hold the vibration that we are worthy of receiving, and that's where people miss the boat.
I absolutely love that, and you're right. I mean, we're either, you know, taught you're not working hard enough or you're not good enough, and you have to do this in order to receive that, and the truth is we're part of the divine connection of God or source, creation, whatever you want to call it. So we're worthy by default.
Yes.
Right?
We are all part of that. And that's a big part of this messaging is that when we can sit in the vibration that we are enough and we do that by chipping away and clearing out all those beliefs that shut us down to love. When we can get into that connection, then we know, we feel the presence of God inside of us. And when you can feel that presence of God inside of you, you can feel it in everything. I mean, in my office, I have a little chest that has some pillows on it and a teddy bear. I always have toys and, you know, stuffed animals around me. And this little teddy bear is looking a little gnarly because my dogs like to come up and chew on it every now and then. but I'm looking at it, and when I see it and when I take a moment, I can feel the presence of God even in this little teddy bear and these pillows. And that sounds crazy, but I feel the energy and the love that was put in to mm-hmm. those things mm-hmm. and the beauty. When I look outside and I look at the trees, I can go up to a tree and I can put my hand on a tree and ask it, what is it that you want me to know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you as a shaman, I'm sure you do the same thing. But when you feel that kind of presence inside of you, that you know you're connected to everything, then you live in a state of peace. We talked about peace earlier. That's how you move into peace, because when you raise your worthiness quotient, you come from a sense of, I am enough,
mm-hmm.
I am loved, I am supported, I am connected. And in that state, you're at peace, because you know that all of your needs are met. And that's really what we're really wanting, right? We're wanting our needs to be met. That's why we go into survival mode. So when we go into raising our worthiness quotients, we shift from survival mode to abundance mode.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're missing. Everybody's pushing, shoving, and they're just creating more of the same crap. And it's if they will take the time to go within and say, what is my worthiness quotient?
Mm-hmm.
Where am I? And now, once you find out, what can I do to shift it? What can I do to make a difference? And then this is the thing that I love, Terry. This is what I love so much. Over the years in my own life and the women that I've worked with and men, as I have seen them raise their worthiness quotients, their family shift.
Mm-hmm.
And then it goes into the workplace and with their friends. I mean, I've had friends that started watching me when I first started doing this work, and they kind of stood back because energy work was foreign to them. And now, though, you know, over the years, many of them have come back and have said, I want to know what you know.
They need more. They need to be in that place of balance too.
Yeah. I've had preachers. I just came back from being in Arkansas teaching preachers about the worthiness quotient.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it works for every single person. Doesn't matter what religion you are. It doesn't matter, you know, how you walk through your life. It doesn't matter what you've gone through. The whole point is for you to get to a place where you know that you are deserving of receiving love simply for being you.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think that does come, you know, you mentioned earlier about wanting to have your needs met. And I think about at birth when we can't really verbalize what it is that we want, right? We just cry. We need to be fed. We need our diapers changed. You know, we need to be held. We need those things for survival. And as we grow older, that shifts, and God only knows, you know, what happens in our lives that causes us to detach from that. And ultimately, it's that need for loving care and recognizing our worth, you know, as you've said, and our value as in being loved. And mm-hmm. so, listeners, you can take the quiz on the Soulful Living page here at Empower Radio. Just click on Take the Quiz, and you'll be led to it. And you'll within a few minutes, you'll be emailed your results. And so what then, Terry? What happens next? I mean, is there an opportunity for them to work with you in some way to help raise their levels? What's next?
Absolutely. Well, we're the quiz is leading to a free webinar that I'm going to tell my story, because it's really quite interesting when I tell about where I came from and the thought process of the way I was raised and the anger issues I had as a result and my healing journey. And then I go into how I shifted my worthiness quotient, and I take you step by step through what I did, and I explain it energetically. And really give you some tools to help you start seeing how you can raise your worthiness quotient. And what I think is probably more important and in the talk than anything is to understand energetically what is happening, because, you know, a big part of my story was that I was raised to be good, in which in our society we label people as good or bad. And so
mm-hmm.
you either play to the good part, or if you feel like you were the bad person, then you're still thinking that you need to be good.
Right.
And how this sets us up for failure. So I talk about that energetically of what happens with that, and then how to shift it. So I take you through the steps. It's really, really, really powerful talk. When I've given it before, and to watch the webinars, people don't drop off.
Mm-hmm,
it's that
mm-hmm.
captivating. They stay on because they're so enthralled with that. And then we'll be leading to the Worthiness Quotient program that I'll be starting on the 16th of February, which is the Worthiness Quotient, and it's 6 steps to passion, purpose, prosperity, and peace. And do you have that link on your site?
I think we do, but if not, okay. Nate will make sure he finds
yeah.
it. I mean, I know I have the link to the quiz, so
yeah.
I'll make sure I have the link to the actual program itself in case anyone's interested
sure.
in it.
Sure, yeah, you can do the webinar and the quiz because, I mean, you guys are getting to hear some of it today. I mean, the whole story is really cool. But if you can't make the webinar, then we definitely want you to be able to see that you can get to the program. But if they come in and they take the quiz, they're going to get invitations to it anyway, no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
So I would encourage you to take the quiz because it only takes like 3 to 5 minutes, depending on how much time you sit there. But the key is for you to get very, very honest with yourself
mm-hmm.
so that you can take a look at your life and say, okay, is my life working the way I want it to work? Am I leading a life that I really want to lead, you know, because a lot of times we say, oh, I deserve this or I deserve that. But when we look at our lives, that's not what's showing up.
Right.
So that's telling you that your worthiness quotient is not where you want it to be.
Well, again, you know, I was really surprised at my results. And I wanted to be the master, right? I wanted to be the master because I really felt that way about myself. But on the flip side to that, I wasn't because my health is something that I've really been working on, you know, recently, mm-hmm. not recently, but, you know, I've went to 100% plant-based diet in the last year and a half for many reasons. I'm not going to get into them on this show, but it made me stop and realize that there's still some things that I'm working through. I don't want to say struggling because I don't like to even put mm-hmm. that out there, right? But
mm-hmm.
but there's definitely some things that I'm working through, and I was sat back after I took this quiz and I looked at how I am not receiving, right?
Mm.
How I'm not, like, I feel like I'm going to cry. I'm really open about stuff on my show anyway, but like how I'm not opening to receiving the healthy life that I deserve, maybe based upon how I grew up, who knows, whatever it is, I'm ready to release that, right?
Yeah.
I'm ready to receive perfect health.
Yeah, you know, I'm in the same picture with you. My my physical being has always been a challenge for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I know as a kid, I kept leaving my body, never wanted to be in my body. I wanted to leave.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, it's easier to be a spirit. It's not so easy to be here on planet Earth.
Right. Every time I journey, that's what I think. I'm like, I just want to stay here.
Yeah, exactly. And so I know for me, part of being in my body and being active is a lot of pleasure for me. I love being very, very active. And due to some health issues I was literally made to be inactive for a long time. And so now it's, as I've gotten healthier, I'm having to rechange, you know, my mindset and say, mm-hmm. now I can do these things.
Right.
I can do this.
Right.
And it was interesting because I just set an intention for that and had this amazing miracle showed up where I'm being asked to do this Dancing with the North Georgia Stars for a organization for foster kids. And I'm so excited. I'm a little nervous. I'm being really transparent here. I'm a little nervous. It's like, okay, I'm doing hip hop with a 22-year-old hip hop dancer.
I
hope my body holds up.
Well, I hope that you'll put some video up on that because that's pretty amazing. That's awesome. I wish I could be there to, you know, follow your journey on that. That's really awesome.
I'm planning on putting up video. We start practicing next week and I am so excited. I set my intention to have more fun this in 2017 and to be in that space of being physically more active because I've really been, you know, like you're saying, focusing on my body
mm-hmm.
but also recognizing where the times that I don't receive, where maybe I sit at my desk too long
right.
or I take my dogs for a walk, which I love, but then I'll negate my need to go do some good cardio
mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Or a yoga class.
Well, we're down to the wire here. We've only got about a minute and a half left before Nate says, get going, girl. So wrapping up, I just want to say, listeners, hit the Soulful Living page here at Empower Radio. Take Terry's quiz. I think you'll be glad that you did. And it may be an eye-opener. It may not, but it will give you an opportunity to stepping into receiving more love than you've ever imagined. And Terry, thank you so much for being here and for doing this work.
Well, thank you. I love being here. All this, when I get to come in and talk with you, Terry, it's always so much fun. You're a wonderful interviewer. So thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you. Well, and you know, I love for my guests to leave the listeners with a thought that they can take out into the day to elevate their soul. What would that be for you?
I want to encourage you as you walk through today to look at yourself, and every time you start feeling yourself reacting to something and it doesn't feel good, I want you to stop and say, I give myself permission to receive love in this moment.
Mm.
And then take whatever action is that's going to help you create that. So if it means stepping away from the situation or going and doing something that is loving and kind to yourself, you have the power to shift it. It's just you saying yes to receiving.
I love that. Thank you. And I love you. I look forward to the next time.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye, guys.